Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Paul Pierce is gone from ESPN. What? That news came out yesterday. It's Sean and RJ. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And we want to thank you by hooking you up with a chance to win $1,000. Now, this is starting to get a little irritating. We love that three Tolos have already won the grand, $1,000 apiece. All three have come during the KMC masterpiece, though. Come on. That's annoying. That's getting a little bit annoying. We appreciate you listening. We want you to listen to all the shows, but we always want to lead the way in everything. You know, that's the competitive nature. So let's go ahead and get a $1,000 Tolo winner and make the fourth one a member of Sean and RJ instead of KMC.
It's the Corey Majors show on 105.3 The Fan.
It is. It must be Corey hogging the name of the show and leaving Bassick out of it. All right. ESPN yesterday announced that they are parting ways with Paul Pierce after the Instagram live video of him smoking and drinking, and you had strippers in the background. I predicted yesterday, incorrectly, that it would just be a two-week suspension, that they'll say, all right, Paul, you know what, NBA, go ahead, take a little bit of a break. We'll ramp it back up for the playoffs. Just go ahead, and we'll put you on the shelf for a week or two. No, they got rid of Paul Pierce, and he goes immediately to Instagram and does just like a little smart aleck chuckle, saying big things are about to come. It looks like he's being recruited by Barstool Sports, who started in Boston. So Paul Pierce may join Dion over at Barstool, but I know that you're going to go off on this decision by ESPN. I know you're going to lose your mind over it.
Yeah, look, maybe you know, maybe this was a master plan by Paul Pierce. Let's find a way to get fired. This is the George Costanza School. I got to get fired so I get this better job to under contract. Maybe that's what it was.
Or maybe, and I don't know his contract situation, maybe ESPN didn't want him back. Like, Paul Pierce wasn't very good on TV anyway. Paul Pierce, the biggest thing he brought to that job was making crazy statements hating on LeBron. Paul Pierce was always made fun of, and people viewed him as a joke for things that he said on TV. So maybe ESPN did not want him back, but the truth was set free yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Listen, I see what you did there. You did not predict incorrectly that they would have a two-week suspension. I did not predict incorrectly that nothing would happen to him. ESPN ruled incorrectly. Okay, that's what happened.
All right.
I'm sorry, I didn't know a dude smoking pot with strippers would make you blush, but evidently it did at ESPN. I sure hope there's no proof of whoever the CEO is. It's still Bob Iger. I sure hope there's no proof that he ever went to a strip club or ever smoked pot, because I don't care if it's on IG Live. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that it's okay. It's okay in like half the states to smoke marijuana, and it's okay to go see strippers. And unless ESPN has some kind of a drug policy, which, breaking news, I worked there, was never drug tested once. Unless they have some kind of a drug policy says where it's illegal, and you also better hope that nobody else on ESPN, not a single one, ever smoked marijuana or ever went to a strip club. I really hope for their sake they never did that. I don't know what era Disney and ESPN are living in. I'm not sure about this. I mean, Disney might want to look at Alice in Wonderland for all the psychedelic aspects of that TV show that they had. Or how about the giant cloud dingus in the sky on one of the covers of their Disney movies? They might want to look in the mirror. Because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I happen to think that strippers and marijuana aren't as bad as, you know, basically quasi-pornographic material on a kid's movie.
Troy, what do you think?
Well, first of all, if we're going to talk about the next possible employee for ESPN to be fired for strippers and marijuana, it's Windhorse. It's going to be Windhorse.
Easily.
He looks like the guy in the corner of the bar at one of the seedy places off of Harry Hines. Here's the thing about Paul Pierce. He loses his job at ESPN, but he's already been offered a new job. Are you guys familiar with Cam Soda?
Cam Soda? Wait a second. Yes, I am. Hang on a second. I'd be careful here. I am familiar with Cam Soda.
Okay, don't get
I know way too much about Cam Soda.
Yeah, don't get excited because you're going to give away your customer ID number. But Cam Soda is a video streaming platform that provides for, adult webcams.
Yeah, it does.
And so yesterday they released a press state. They released a statement along with a solicit to Paul Pierce. Being that you are now unemployed, I would like to extend you a position at Cam Soda as our first ever NBA analyst. As our new NBA analyst, you would be required to stream yourself live on our platform every weeknight and discuss happenings around the NBA. Here at Cam Soda, we champion exotic dancers, cam girls, and sex workers. We would be more than happy to accommodate your desire for women. And you'd be free to stream with them while they twerk in the background and more. We'd be willing to extend you an offer of up to $250,000.
Well,
look, I know what the Autofuxy Team Fantex is saying. I know everyone is saying this is BS, overreaction. And I do agree that it's it's an overreaction. I just come up with a bunch of questions that I have off the top of my mind.
All right.
One, if Paul Pierce was filmed by a buddy and not broadcasting it himself, would he have gotten fired? If someone else in that party filmed him, like Fantex brought that up, and I thought it was a really interesting question. I was like, I'm not sure. If we did the exact same thing, what would happen to us with our company, Odyssey? Because as we know, they think that they can control, they do believe that they can control our Facebook, our Twitter, our social media. Why? Because we're a representation of the company. And we don't want to be represented in that light. Now, that light was legal. That light was legal. But does Paul Pierce go back on ESPN and everyone keeps asking about it? Even everyone keeps making references. Richard Jefferson with a side joke or Kendrick Perkins. How long does this thing continue to live? Did that factor into their decision? These are the questions I had off the top of my head. And again, if you do this over at Fox, you're probably fine. But ABC, you know, ESPN, Disney. Now, ESPN for years has covered up affairs, sexual harassment, cheating, and I'm sure drinking. So they've covered up a lot of stuff with very famous big names that we all know of, and all you have to do is Google it.
Yeah, it goes way back.
So those are the questions I had off the top of my mind. In overreaction, it's their company. You know, they're deciding that Paul Pierce represented them in a, I guess, trashy way. So there it is. Paul Pierce gone. But I need to look up his deal, whether they wanted to have him back anyway, because Paul Pierce is not very good on television. But, man, I saw this Troy tweet. I was like, whoa, gone? Not a suspension, but gone? So that those are my questions for it.
It's a fair question, the first one that you had. I do wonder what would have happened if he wasn't filming. You know, if he wasn't filming the night out or the night in, if you want to call it that. I don't know that it matters to them. Maybe both sides were really truly looking for a way out to begin with, and that was basically at the crux of this. That is the Fantex.
If there were no girls and just weed, or if it was just weed and no girls, would it have changed anything?
Look, I can't predict what ESPN would do anymore. I mean, after I thought nothing was going to happen because both are basically legal everywhere. So, I mean, I never would have – I didn't know that if something's legal that you can get in trouble with it. I wasn't aware of that. If it's legal to do, I don't know how you get in trouble at work. I don't understand that. The law says, no.
Don't start down that rabbit hole. We can't tweet whatever we want, even though it's legal.
That's I think Twitter's different. Those are, you know, that's totally different.
We can't say whatever we want. We can get in trouble for saying things that are
I agree, but you know, if gambling is legalized in Texas and it looks bad to be there, I think tweeting and saying stuff are completely different. You know, smoking marijuana, drinking alcohol. If you got fired, like those teachers got fired for drinking alcohol. What for? Yeah. What? They're 21 years old.
Yeah.
They're allowed to have a glass of wine.
All right, we got to play this.
All right.
We got to play this. I don't know whether I've lost all respect. If this is genuine, if this audio is genuine, I don't think I have to be done with this guy. This is Michael Rapaport on FS1 being asked what life has been like after the Kevin Durant saga.
It's been crazy. It's been tough. You know, the last few days have been tough. Have been crazy. I've gone out of the house and I get, you know, sneers and I get finger pointing and I don't do good with sneers and snickers. And then I actually went to the dog park with my dog people that usually, you know, say hello and even play with my dog. They don't want to play with my dog Wheezy. And then, you know, I went to my coffee shop and they said, not today, Cupcake. And it's weird. It's like, why are you calling me Cupcake? And then I get online and social media, and you know I put it out there, but you know, people online have been so cruel and mean.
Come on,
you poor thing.
That was fake. That was a bit, right?
Yeah, you went to the dog park and they wouldn't play with your dog.
RJ.
And they made fun of you.
RJ.
You can't even make fun of it because it was right,
it's
Troy.
Totally fake. Totally fake. And Shannon and Skip are sitting there, you know, nodding their head, and Shannon's like, "Yeah, I understand." And Skip's sitting there in his size 6 Air Jordans, like, "Oh yeah, I understand where you're coming from." Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, sigh a little bit more. He's trolling everyone.
That yeah, I mean, in 3 years, he went from Tingus Pingus to Cupcake. Okay,
yeah,
I mean, it's crazy. Like he got mocked in a coffee shop. Like one of the 5 most inclusive places in America is a coffee shop.
And if I'm trying to get sympathy out of people, I'm sure as hell not going to bring up my dog named Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Okay.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.